we present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you very much. Hello again. A listener from Cambridge came to see us here at the Commonwealth Institute in one of these programmes, and as the audience filed out at the end of the show, Mr. Finn found himself beside two elderly ladies. One said to the other, "It was nice to see them." And her companion replied, "Yes, they were very normal people, weren't they?" Indeed we are, the four ultra-normal contestants, being as ever Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden, and on my left, John Amis and Frank Muir. Ian Wallace, will you start the ball rolling by telling us what this is and who composed it? It's certainly familiar.
Looking out over the audience, it's difficult to tell just how familiar it is to some of them. I'm not talking about the tune, which is familiar to them all, but the title, I see nobody mouthing at me. It was a lady just mouthed, and she did a very pretty mime. If I was taking part in What's My Line, I'm afraid I wouldn't have gathered what the title was from it. No, I think no. This is one of those where perhaps you might like to give me half of it.
Well, I'll muse. I'll sing to myself, "Oh, dear, what can the Massenet? Oh, dear, what can the Massenet?"
Well, that's the composer, I suppose.
No, that's the title of the piece. Yeah, no, of course it's the composer, yes. That's
Massenet.
Right. Yes, Massenet.
Well, he wrote an opera called Manon.
Well, he did, but not...
And he wrote that familiar piece, which wasn't Manon.
No, that's right. You want one out of two for guessing Massenet, I suppose.
Yeah, yes.
No, it'll do you good to lose a game for a change. It was the opening of Massenet's Le Cid. C-I-D. Le Cid. The first movement, Castiglione.
Well, I'm not going to say, of course.
But it was a familiar tune, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Nice to know what it's called.
Yes.
Dennis, the part of El Cid in the epic film of that name was played by Charlton Heston. It always sounds to me like a London bus route, Charlton Heston, yeah. Rather than a film star.
It's actually one of those names that works just as well the other way around, isn't it? I mean,
Heston Charlton
would have made it in film.
Yes, a very fine actor, Heston Charlton. Anyway, great star, Charlton Heston, especially good in this film. Dennis, who was that charioteer?
I was going to say, I didn't recognise the music, but from its vaguely kind of Macaulay-type grandiosity, I had an idea it would be Ben-Hur. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And for a bonus mark, what was the famous reviewer's comment on that film?
Well, I don't know if it was a reviewer, but somebody said, "Loved him, hated her."
Yes, that's what I was after, That's what I was after for your second mark. John, can you identify this, please? Can you throw any light on that, John?
No, are we back in Massenet again?
Yes.
Would it be one of the same pittoresque?
No, it's the same piece again, Le Cid. It's the Argonaise from the same piece that I gave to Ian. Then you've got Massenet, so that's one out of two, wasn't it? Frank, a name and a composer for this, please.
Plink, plank, plonk.
Ask silly questions, you get silly answers, don't you? You're absolutely right, yes. By?
Ah, it's one of those clever Hollywood chaps.
Well, American,
who writes for,
yes.
Well, American, yeah. Who writes for orchestras and has a lot of these. And did he do the sleigh bill?
Yes,
job?
He did sleigh ride, yes.
Leroy Anderson.
That's right, Leroy Anderson's Blink, Blank, Plunk, two marks. Articles of apparel is the best way I can describe this next round. So, Ian, what is beautiful, blue, and unhooded?
Oh,
Dennis is smiling.
That's not so good.
Yes.
Oh, God, bless Nanny and
make her good. Yes.
What is Nanny's dressing gown?
I was going to. What has Nanny hung on the door? The answer is her dressing gown, at the very least. Yes. Nanny's dressing gown in the song.
Christopher Robin is saying his prayers.
Yes, too much to you. Dennis, the business about articles of apparel, if you remember. What did you wear until it wilted?
Well, actually, I have heard men sing this song. Till it wilted, I wore it.
Yes.
I'll always adore it. My sweet little Alice blue gown. It'd be a good way of getting out of the army, actually.
Two marks to you. John Amis, I envy yours and would like a replica. Yeah, the audience is whispering. I should like to have one just
paper
the same as that.
Oh, they have a paper.
Where did you get that hat?
No.
Can't give you that.
Where did you get that hat? Isn't it the bumper point? It's just a bumper stone. I should like to have one just the same as that. Well, go and show this morning. Did you get this?
Yes. If you're not too exhausted, it's your turn now.
It always comes out like that.
Yes.
Sir.
I wish you'd given you that one now, but Frank, why should you be careful to do up the buttons on your top coat?
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Yes, for two marks, yes.
Eat an apple every day.
Frank's the only man I know sounds as if he's singing through a megaphone, even when he's not. And now, folks, it's medley time. I gather quite a lot of listeners like to play this part of the game with us, so if you'd like to get out pencil and paper, here's your chance to cudgel your memory for tunes and titles. Ian and Dennis, first medley for you, six tunes, half a mark for each title, total three. Easy, says Frank. Well, let's see. Ian, did you get the first one?
No, I did very badly on that.
It's something Kiss. It's something.
I
kept thinking of it's a Kiss in the Dark, but it isn't, is it?
No, I can't give it to you. You would know it, Dennis, as the Kiss in Your Eyes.
Kiss in Your Eyes, yeah.
Ian might have known it as Une Chambre Séparée from the Opera Ball by Huberger. Can't give you that one. That's nothing there. The second one. Shrimp boats are calming. Nothing there. Then came something more Spanish. Ian, no?
No.
It's the fifth Spanish dance by Granados Andaluza. Then, Dennis.
That was also Spanish.
Yes, Spanish.
Spanish, and I can't get the second. Is it Spanish Harlem?
Spanish Harlem. Yeah. Yes, there's half a mark. Right. Then came Easy One.
Well, I've got.
I
only have eyes for you. And finally,
Most Unusual
it's
Day.
It's a Most Unusual Day. Yes, 1.5 out of 3. And a second medley again for listeners at home, if you like, and here specifically for John and Frank. Again, 6 tunes. The first one, Frank, you got...
is Over the Rainbow.
Yes, thank you. And then...
I'm up on air.
I'm on Sunny Boy, yes, that's right. And then...
3 o'clock in
we are doing well.
Yeah.
Then we turn to John, I think.
The next one was an operetta, and I couldn't quite catch it. Would you like to remind us?
It's from Orpheus in the Underworld.
What?
From Orpheus in the Underworld.
Orpheus in the Underworld.
Can't
do
that one yet. Well. Then...
GNS.
Yes.
Wandering one.
Yes, that's right. And finally, at the end of this drunken orgy, finally, don't know it, do you?
Is it it's
name?
No. Louder!
Amos.
It's the...
sorry,
all right, then, I'll say it louder. It's the waltz from Coppelia by Delibes. You have 4, right? That's 2 marks out of 3. In the long history of music, there have been certain key names, people who set the cause of music forward, or in one particular case, back.
Is it all a dream, this joy supreme, that comes to me in the room?
No, no!
It isn't a dream, it's love in blue.
Ian, whose name, please, was on the label?
Spike Jones
Spike
and his
Jones.
City Slickers.
Thank you for a mark, yes. And for your second mark, who made that song famous?
Bing.
Yes, Bing Crosby. 2 marks to you.
I would have said Jack Benny was equally...
In a way, yeah. Perhaps so, yes. Dennis, here's some Spike Jonesery for you.
I never thought I'd fall.
Dennis, whose signature tune was that in a more melodic version?
Well, that was Tommy Dorsey's.
Yes, Tommy Dorsey's.
Do you know Spike Jones' real name? It's Armstrong Jones.
I didn't know.
It's something like Lyndall or Lindley Armstrong Jones.
John, what was this before Spike Jones got to it? And within 5 years, please, when was it composed?
That's a tree pack.
From the...
Cassie Noisette.
Yes, Cassie Noisette. That's right, Nutcracker Suite. Can you get within 5 years of its date of composition for your other mark?
1892?
Yes, 1891, too. We took a couple of years over it. Spot on. Yes, there are your 2 marks. Frank, here's the flight of the bumblebee, according to Spike Jones.
Thank you.
Frank, you're going to get 2 marks, really, for giving an opinion. Do you enjoy laughing records, and who, in your view, made the best of them?
That wasn't a good one, in fact.
It was a bit manic. It sounded forced.
There is a very good one, isn't there, of a baritone voice in the Spike Jonze series, who breaks up.
Yes.
And that's very, very good. Yes. I think that is my second favourite one. Mm. And the first one is undoubtedly Charles Penrose, the Laughing Policeman.
Charlie Penrose.
I think laughing records have got to have a kind of magic to them. They've just really got to have that little something when they're recorded.
Yes. The Spike Jonze record that Frank was referring to perhaps is I Laughed at Your Wedding.
That's right. We'll have that some other time. This next round offers each of the four a chance to pick up 6 marks and a couple for the audience as well. It's simply a case of thinking of a composer's name to represent each letter of the alphabet. When we did this some time ago in a much earlier edition of My Music, I started with Ian. This time, to give everyone a totally different letter of the alphabet, a different workout, I'm beginning with John Amis.
Which way around you going?
Here we go. John, yes. John, Frank,
B.
Ian,
Frank,
Dennis.
C.
Right?
Yeah.
Albanith.
Get ahead with your letters. Right, John,
B.
A is for...
Albanith.
Albanith. Frank, B.
Bach.
Yes. Ian?
Oh, I'm next.
Yes,
I?
You're next. C for...
Chopin.
Yeah, thank you. Dennis? D for...
Walter Donaldson.
All right then, yes. John
Making whoopee.
Yes, John E.
Fred Elizalde.
Dear, we're getting outre, aren't we, Frank? F?
F.
Yes.
Fink.
Yes.
Herman Fink.
Cesar Frank.
Yes, Herman Fink would have done, that's right. Ian G.
Gounod.
Thank you. Dennis H.
J.
Right. Herman Hatfield.
right, he wrote,
you must remember this. Kiss
that's right. Right, time goes by, that's right, yes. John I for...
Ingelbrecht.
Yes, or Ebert would have done. Frank J.
Janefelt.
Yes, thank you. You were working ahead on that one, weren't you? Or Janacek, yes. Ian K.
Kodai.
Thank you, yes. Dennis L.
Frederick Lowe.
We are getting some weird ones. Yes,
that's right. Lady, yeah.
John M.
Massenet.
Yes. Frank, N?
Nimrod. Late 18th century journalist, variations from Lather.
What's he talking
about?
Nien. Who? Oh, Hoyokin Nien, yes, N-I-N. I had Novello down, I have Novello down. Yes, that'll do. Ian, O for?
Orff.
Karl Orff.
Karl Orff.
Yeah, oh, I thought you meant Offenbach. No, Karl Orff, right. Dennis P?
Cole Porter.
Yes. Q, John?
Quilter?
Yes. Frank R.
Rimsky-Korsakov.
Yes. Yes. Ian S.
Schubert.
Yes. Dennis T.
Dmitry Tiomkin.
You're really coming along, aren't you? Yes. A hard one.
Do you
really
realise what I get to? I get to X.
Oh, you've given the game away. Confer with Ian. There is one. John, a difficult one for you.
Underwood.
Pardon?
Underwood.
Underwood?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. I had Urban or Uber. All right, fair enough. I'll accept that. Frank V.
Vivaldi.
Yes. Ian W.
Weber.
Oh, yes. As in Webern, that's right. Yes. Webern. Dennis X.
Xavier Cugat.
It's so clever an evasion, I must allow it, I think. Yes, Xavier Cugat. John, there is an X, isn't there? It's a Greek gentleman beginning with X.
Oh, Xenakis.
Yes, Xenakis was the one. I was going to give the audience a chance of why for... Yes, Vincent Humans, Victor Young, Peter York, Isai, Iradier, the one you said, John. And Z, audience for...
Zendanai.
Dear. Who was that?
Zumpa.
Yes.
Zupa.
Zera. Zupa. Zella.
Zupe.
Yeah. No, that's S. And a jazz composer called Bob Zerke. I think everybody got everything
Zampa.
There. Fine. And on we go to sing as we go. In other words, final round for this week.
Oh, is that over? Can I have a story?
Oh, yeah. Go on, tell a story. Yes.
You were mentioning Zampa. Not long ago, there was a conductor who wasn't really very good, and he was making an album of overtures with one of our famous orchestras. And they decided to take the mickey out of him. So when it came to Zampa, they put in an extra beat in each bar. So instead of playing da-li-dum, bum bum ba-li-dum, bum bum ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, they played da-li-dum, bum 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 ba-li-dum, bum 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he stopped the orchestra and said, just a moment, could we go back from letter M again? Yes, thank you. And he still didn't know what hit him. He said, something wrong... just for me, gentlemen, would you mind doing it once again? He never found out what it was. On the other hand, I don't think they ever issued the record.
Lovely story. Well, on, as I said, to the singing, the final round for this week. Dennis, you first. Can you sing a popular song, or, I don't know, perhaps indicate a popular song might be better?
None of these laughing songs.
No. It's a song in which the girl is compared to an entire art exhibition. I'll give you a clue on the piano.
Oh, yes. You're as pretty as a picture, a wonderful exhibition of art. If I say you simply take my breath away, imagine what you have done to my heart.
That's right. Pretty song.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember the other song that came out of that film the Anna Durbin sang? My Own.
My Own? No, how did that go?
My Own. How's it go, Ian? Let me call you my own.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so that's it. Let me make you a part of me. Let me make you a part of the song in my heart. Yes. Yes.
I still think that Dennis should make an LP.
Short playing. Yeah. Yeah.
John, pianists who play in dance bands, as I used to do 1,000 years ago, are often asked for songs under the wrong titles. We've mentioned one or two in past editions of this series, I know. So, John, when a bright young thing came up to me and said, "Oh, I say, Mr. Bandleader, will you play You Are the One?" Can you give me an idea of what she wanted to hear, please? Usually in B-flat, I think, in E-flat.
Thinking of Dennis, it reminds me of those... This being an old tune of the 30s. I'll be back in an hour.
You will, yeah.
Do you remember that they used to have vocal quartets? I imagine they were four gentlemen. And one of them used to do what Dennis does. He sort of talks his way through. There were two in the middle who were probably strumming guitars or something. And there was one who sounded as if he had very tight trousers on.
I think you're talking about the ink spots.
I think the ink spots, I think so.
Well, something like that. Yeah. And that's what this song reminds me of. Well, oh, what key have you got,
well,
Wilbur?
That would be a nice one.
Night and day, you are the one.
Only you beneath the moon is under the sun.
Which is quite a lot of space, honey.
Darling, where you are, I think of you.
I think of you right round the clock, honey. Which you
What you said about people asking for that kind of song the wrong way around. It's funny when you hear people humming or singing to themselves and they sing the song slightly wrongly. I heard somebody sort of singing to themselves that as, "Night and day, you are a one."
Frank, a song about a young man who had to repair his car. Can you do that for 2 months?
He had to get under, get out and get under to fix his little machine. He only wanted to cuddle his queen. But every minute when he began it, he'd had to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. 12 times he'd up and... And then the darn old engine, it would miss, and then it'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix up his automobile.
So to Ian. Me, Ian, for myself, speaking as what you would probably describe as a foreigner, I tend to find Scottish songs tuneful but incomprehensible. But such is my admiration for your diction, I feel you can make me understand We 100 Pipers if you really try. In the key of, in your case, D, I think.
Oh, I like that.
Oh,
Oh,
yes, very atmospheric. I'm halfway to Carlisle.
We are 100 pipers and all and all. We are 100 pipers and all and all. Well, up and gee 'em a blow. We are 100 pipers and all and all. Oh, it's our the border of Wawa. It's our the border of Wawa. We'll on and we'll march to Carlisle Hall. We it's Yetts and it's Castle and all and all. We are 100 pipers and all and all. We are 100 pipers and all and all. We'll up and gee 'em a blow. We are 100 pipers and all.
And I'm sure you understood every word of that.
I did.
What were the yets? What were the yets?
Well, when you rap on a yet, it's on the door or the gate.
Oh, I see. I thought it was a part of the body because there was a report in the evening newspaper about somebody being shot, and it said the bullet is in her yet.
I must interrupt to say that it's been a winsome wee programme, and I say goodbye on behalf of the honest sonsy faces of Ian, Dennis, John, Frank and myself. A victory this week by half a mark, ladies and gentlemen, for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreier.